This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you see the picture at the NFL Honors of Jared Allen and Aiden Hutchinson?
Yes, I did, Nick. Yes, I did.
I mean, people are talking about this, JP.
It did seem intentional, did it not? I thought it was, that was some recruitment happening right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one, I didn't like that one.
I didn't either because it felt the most real, did it? I mean, like, it was the whole thing with Miles. This has been very intentional. And you can't be surprised. You're in front of a bunch of people in the media at the NFL Honors, and then you're talking to two Detroit Lions, seeming like you're at, you know, the Chuckle Hut having the time of your life. This is going to get snapped. You know it's going to get snapped. And I think I know you're doing it intentionally. It's bothersome.
So I should be clear. I don't hold it against Miles. There is something brewing in my dome that I'm just really struggling with the idea of Detroit, who seems to have it all.
I thought you rooted for Detroit.
I know I do. I just don't want them to have Myles Garrett. All right? I know that. No.
Well, like Za'Darius Smith was like the trial run, and now we have Myles Garrett potentially?
I know. I just think it's like you have an embarrassment of riches. You go find your own Myles Garrett. You have one. You've got Aiden Hutchinson. I don't know, man. I don't know how to describe it. I don't really blame Myles for doing this. And it's funny, like, I do think to some people Myles is becoming a villain. And I think he's just meeting the Browns with their same energy.
I know, but it's just the incessant nature of it all that I think is rubbing people the wrong way.
That's how you get traded. If you really want to be traded, put the pressure on him out in public.
I agree. This is what he should be doing. We're at the point, though, where it feels almost a little too calculated for my liking.
Why? What line are you walking there?
Well, again, we know I overthink things often. Hence why I'm coming up with Snoop Dogg and Bill Belichick theories last segment that they probably didn't exhaust more than 30 seconds on. But when it comes to Miles, it feels like he looked around the room, thought to himself, how do I get more people in a tizzy? How do I make the Browns as mad as I possibly can? Oh, that's how I do it. It's like if you wanted to make a ex-girlfriend mad and you're out and about, it's like, oh, I'll talk to her former enemy right in front of her face so that everyone knows. Like, it feels that way. It feels so outwardly gross that it's fine. It's how he has to play the game. I get it. It's not going to get any easier, though.
I'm not pushing back on what you're saying because I think we should all feel whichever way we want to. I just, every time he does this, I go right back to blaming the Browns. I'm like, you're playing hardball. You're the one telling a guy who's given you 8 years, who's been patient, who's lived through the Deshaun stuff, who's lived through the Baker stuff. And in fairness, Miles has not been the perfect citizen himself, so that has to be stated as well. But the guy who's fulfilled his obligation at every front to the Cleveland Browns, you're stonewalling him. And not just that. They appear to still be pretty set on taking Shedeur Sanders. And all of this screams to me of an organization that's interested in saving a couple people's jobs instead of doing this thing the right way. So that I just come back to that. Like, Miles could do just about anything right now, and I'm not going to like it. Like, the idea of him going to Detroit, and I don't know why I dislike that more than him going to Buffalo. Maybe it's because right now Detroit is the team that everybody has the hair tussling that we're used to.
We should want to get him to the NFC, though.
I want the Lions to win. Detroit just deserves it. So he's taking a team that is in the role that Cleveland, at least the Cleveland Browns, have customarily been in until the Deshaun debacle. He would be going to that team and then getting more hair tussling going to the favorites in the NFL right now.
I mean, is there a team that you would be happy he lands on? Because I don't think that exists either, right?
New England, yeah.
New England? Yeah, because you want the number four pick is why.
I'll take the number four pick.
Maybe that's what this is. You know the Lions draft picks are absolute, they stink. It's going to, relatively speaking.
No, it really
you
does.
You make a deal with the Lions, you're picking in the late 20s.
They're Michigan adjacent. That doesn't help. Meaning to Michigan football, not the state of Michigan.
Hey, half their fan base hates Michigan just as much as you do.
Yeah, but it's the other half that I hate too. But no, it's really just they're the team of the moment. They're the team that everybody rallies around, and I'm a little jealous of it. I like it's tough. Okay, if we're gonna continue, it's like having an older sibling that you've been outperforming in every walk of life, and suddenly they've got this great glow up. And now they've had a great glow up.
Wait, the Browns are outperforming people?
No. The Browns, as bad as they've been, historically are a better franchise than Detroit, even with the recent kind of thing here. Well, now all of a sudden, your older sibling, who is kind of the lovable loser, now all of a sudden is a lovable winner. And now they've won enough that you're like, well, they're winning more than me. And now they're going to get like, they just won getting Miles would be akin to winning the lottery. That's what that feels like. It's just like, you've had enough nice things now. I'm not rooting against you, but I'm sick of being outclassed by you because we're in the same weight class here, and this sucks.
I mean, they have, in my opinion, relative to what they've done the previous 2 years, they've drastically underperformed, all things considered, when we talk about postseason success.
Yeah, I think you're the only person that thinks that.
No, for postseason success, they were supposed to be the NFC darlings this year. Yeah, they were supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Their defense fell apart.
They
had a bunch of injuries.
They took no flack the last 2 years. Like, the things that were said about Baltimore and Buffalo, nowhere near the criticism of San Francisco even falling short this year. Detroit's still very much in a love bubble with the media, where anything the Lions do, that's good enough. The Lions have not taken any criticism for being the number one team in the NFC falling short.
They took a lot of criticism for blowing a 19-point lead at the half against San Francisco. You just might not want to remember it that way, but like, they blew a 19-point lead at the half to go to the Super Bowl. That was about as disastrous as it gets.
And how many people were talking about that this year?
I talked about it. I think a decent amount of people talked about it.
Different people.
That was a pretty big fail.
I don't think they've taken half the. No, they're not taking any comparatively. I'm comparing it to the normal flack we give quarterbacks and teams that are consistently there. Greatness, goodness, whatever you want to call it, Alliance is still relatively new enough that when they fail, it's not seen as consequential as like Lamar can't win the big game, or Lamar can't beat Pat, or Josh Allen can't beat Pat.
Okay, but if that was the case, then I guess I'm confused as to the hang up on Detroit then.
Yeah, I don't want them to have more nice things. They've got enough of nice. They're going to win a lot of games.
And I don't know that they can pay both Aiden Hutchinson and Myles Garrett, but they'll find money, I'm sure.
I don't think they should. I think
okay,
and I just don't love it for the
Browns from a trade value standpoint, because we're just not going to get anything close to what I think a lot of people want when you'd be picking so late in the first round.
Well, how they would have to do it is I do wonder if there's like a sliding scale, like, all right, if we trade with New England, knowing that you can get higher up first, second, or third round picks this year, do maybe you take less picks into the future? Right, and then maybe a team like Detroit, if you assume both their picks, if you get two ones, all right, if they're going to be 26, 27, 28, 29, does that need a third first, or is it more seconds? I do wonder, like, if there's like a complicated sliding scale, given that a team like Detroit or a team like Buffalo, the picks they're going to give you are not picks that you're going to use to get your quarterback, unless it's to use that pick and your pick to trade up for a quarterback.
I got lost. But I agree, go Cavs.
Meaning, I wonder if you get less picks from New England because they're higher this year.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Then you might, like maybe a Detroit has to give you 9 picks instead of 7 picks from New England.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess time will tell on that. It seems to me like we've been talking about two firsts as the starting point, and we haven't done the sliding scale conversation. And maybe we should, because there are a couple teams that have their draft picks in the middle of the class, and then there are the Patriots that are at 4, and then there are teams like the Lions that are on the late end. And I think part of the Miles conversation that we haven't really gone down yet, and I think we will as we actually near closer to a trade, is the Browns balancing out the idea of, okay, that's a contender, but it doesn't help us as far as picks are concerned.
So maybe I actually can come up with another way to put this. I feel very much about the Lions now, but the way I did the Rams before they went and won the Super Bowl, because they had traded for Stafford, they had traded for Jalen Ramsey, they had traded for Von Miller, and it felt like every 6 months they were making some sort of move and having some sort of success after already being in the Super Bowl but 3 or 4 years prior. And it was like, at some point when they signed Odell Beckham Jr., I was like, screw that guy and screw that team. You know what I mean? And I'm not screw that guy with Miles. It was just like, if you had gone to, I don't know, a team that maybe didn't fit that profile, maybe I wouldn't have hated it as much.
I don't know. I can appreciate, and this is why I appreciate the Cavs right now, the teams that seem like they're just constantly going for it, and they'll clean up the pieces later, but they constantly see their window and they see what they have to do, and that's what the Lions scream to me. They scream to me a team that understand that they've lost a lot of coordinators, they lost a lot of their coaching staff, and if they got Myles Garrett, that might be able to recoup some of that.
I just think with the Myles thing, to get back to the NFL honors picture, I do know that with every one of these things, that Browns fans, there's a new defection back to the Browns side of things. And my word of caution would be, you're going back to the people that are facilitating this. Like, this never had to go public. If Miles felt like he'd been listened to, he wouldn't have gone out on Radio Row this week. If Miles felt like the Browns were going to work with him and give him the respect that he wants, whether that's a new contract or a trade, Miles would not have taken this picture. And so while Miles is the thing right in front of your face, it all ties back to an organization that seems very much in its own way right now. And in a way that, again, trading Miles is not the ultimate disruption to you being able to build a winning contender within the near future. This goes from a short rebuild to a very long rebuild. The second that Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and Paul DePodesta cling to their guns, overdraft a quarterback who I don't think is going to be nearly as good as you need him to be in the long run, all in the name of saving their job while using up cap space, while trying to strong arm the face of your franchise, all in the name of things that probably don't stop you from needing to rebuild in the first place. Right? Like, I think the train has left the station on 2025. And if you screw this up, or if you spend too much of this offseason screwing around, chasing this idea and pushing this narrative to every media member who will snap it up and run with it, if you continue to do that, at some point you're going to waste resources that shouldn't be going towards this year or even next year. And you should be thinking about the long run. That should be the focus.
Yes.
Miles is the distraction.
But
the Browns' dysfunction and this Browns' BS, that needs to continue to be the thing we're realizing is going on here.
Right, but that's why we need somebody to step in charge and it not be Andrew Berry that is going to make all these calls. Because right now, it feels like if Andrew Berry wants to save his job, he would do everything that is the exact opposite of what you're suggesting.
Hey, if I'm the Browns right now, nope, you know what? I'm not taking shots. It's Buddhist Nick Wilson. I'm feeling good on a football Friday and an F-off Friday and a funky fresh Friday, because those are the only kind of Fridays I have. Joe Varden. I really want to take that shot. The Athletic's NBA reporter joining us in 5 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on how much the math has changed now that the Cavs have traded for DeAndre Hunter. That's in 5 on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.